damage. People who got, a person who does his PhD has got permanent head damage. Or phera wa dimag, his head is upside down. His head is screwed upside down. And everything they see wrong in this world. Allah allows that with your name, Allah's name will be used, Mufti so-and-so. You become a qari. Qari is only Allah Ta'ala. But now Allah Ta'ala allows you to use his name. And everyone says, qari so-and-so, qari so-and-so. So what a great honor for the hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Also, it is narrated in a hadith, if a person has angered Allah, he has committed guna, terrible guna, Allah has become angry with him. And a person who has got iman in him can feel it, that Allah is angry with me. He can feel he's not right now. Things are beginning to go wrong. You'll get the sawab of tahajjud. And a hafiz, in the hadith sharif it is narrated, inna ashrafa an-nas, the hafiz is the most honorable by Allah Ta'ala and the one who makes tahajjud. These two things have been mentioned in the same hadith, in which there is no beard, no topi. He's got a t-shirt on which Nike is written. Nike is the name of a Greek goddess. Who will ever wear, forget make namaz, with clothes of the Hindu idols on their clothes? Is there anyone who will make namaz like that? With the Hindu idols. Or with the cross. To that person. It comes in the Quran Sharif. Al-Quranu hujjatul laka aw alayka. The Quran is a proof for you or against you. If you became hafiz and you're living your life, no namaz in your life also. No sunnats in your life. Your beard not according to sunnat. No topi, nothing. Those people, they put those people in parliament. Who will put a hafiz? So say, if you want the true deen and you want real progress of life, then the hafiz, the ulama will be put in parliament. The hafiz of the Quran, it comes in the hadith sharif. Forget him. His parents will be made to wear such clothes. Bring people to Jannat. Like we all must have seen in Hajj, people who come with their groups. The group leader holds a flag so the groups don't get lost. They follow their leader and they go. So like that, the hafiz will carry the flag on the day of Qiyamah. It comes in the hadith sharif. A person who honors a hafiz, Sheikh Sirajuddin was a great sheikh of Tasawwuf Tariqat. He recognized our king has got great qualities in him, but he needs direction. Just look at Ahlullah. He took a job as an accountant by the king. Not to go into to accounts, but to come in close contact with the king and give him dini people in ajriya illa illallah. Ma as'alukum alayhi ajra. I don't ask you anything for my service. Allah will pay me. It's not like one doctor met a lawyer in a social function, a wedding, whatever it was. And the doctor said, I've got a problem. What's your problem? He said, people in such a state in their money, they are not interested in anything but how they can benefit. Anyway, now the king had even got a more higher position. And he loved deen and Quran Sharif. And in the palace, 27th night, Ramzan Sharif was completed, and he had made arrangements for ulama to give bayan, whole night bayans. One great alim in his bayan said, he went back and with all his duties of running the state, all his time he devoted to reciting of Quran and becoming hafiz. Before Ramzan, he came to his father. Now these are kings. They're not ordinary people, but look how much deen was in those people. He told his father, I've become hafiz, and this year in for Tarawih, I will read the Tarawih. Asimul ilm wal khairat. What a great man. When he went for Hajj in those days by boat, not even ships, little boats. It was a month of Ramadan, and there was no hafiz. They started reading the first night from Alam Tara. He felt very hard that I never in my life made Quran Sharif from Alam Tara, Tarawih, and now this. Every day he became hafiz in my pachpan when I was 55. So therefore I mix up, I get mixed up, I make mistakes. And I need the hafiz who became hafiz in his bachpan. In his childhood, they know the Quran much more stronger. He became hafiz. One person told a great alim that I'm graduating becoming a hafiz. And Allah will raise us as Hafiz of Quran Sharif. There is a family in UP, in Uttar Pradesh of India, Muzaffar Nagar. The father, mother, Sayyid family, all are Hafiz. 6 children. At the time when this incident was written, 4 children also Hafiz, only 2 little boys were still not Hafiz. We are worried about our dressing and our fashion and our brand names. Then we can't have children like that, if they are. And don't now think about the wife, what are we ourselves? What are examples are we also presenting? And the same, the mother was making the 6-year-old boy Hafiz. And she should give him sabak, he should learn from the Quran. Ibn Abidin Shami Rahmatullah Ali, the great fatwa kitab and the great mufti of the ummah, he has written in his kitab Fatawa Shamiya, Hisham Kalbi narrates that two things I have done, perhaps nobody in the world have done that. One is my memory, I gave such a proof of what strong memory. We know Surah Fatiha, we know 4 surahs. And here again, many of us are known, perhaps all of us know at least so much. But at the same time, go to ulama, go to the Hafiz, and tell him to listen, is my Quran Sharif correct or not? Am I reading at least my Surah Fatiha? Is that correct? You don't have to become a Ameen. One old lady had a parrot, and the parrot had taught and always recited, Allah kare ye buriya mar jaye. Allah make this old lady must die. So she said, very bad parrot, is making bad dua for me. Giving me curses. So she went and buy another parrot and she took it to Imam Sahib. Imam Sahib will teach it a nice. Quran Sharif Tilawat has got great, great virtues. One of the easiest way to coin our currency for Akhirat is Tilawat of Quran Sharif. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. For each letter you recite, 10 sawab. And not each word, each letter. And that is the minimum. What's your position? Your bank balance, they just freeze your account. Without a real instant, when Zimbabwe went through its financial crisis, they had the height at one time. A person who worked his whole life and had a pension fund. I'm not talking masalas, I'm giving an example. The bank wrote him your clothes and you can carry on for your Juma. But if you go from on top and pride is in you, you think you are better than, and dog is amongst the lowest of enemies. And insan is a shakul makhlukat. But if you think you are better than me, than the dog, then all the 7 oceans of the world, that water cannot be your present. Tamam musalman of all the Muslims, Abdul Hamid, to subset, Battar or Kamtar, I'm the worst of all the Muslims. We don't know what quality, we might be making namaz, we've got sunnah, outwardly, everything. But maybe there's some pride in us, malice, heart, jealousy in the heart. They went, who is this man? Who we all know what kind? He's a last body, this man. Anyway, Allah's command, they went straight to his wife. What kind of a husband was your husband? What kind of a man? We knew him to be the worst. She said he was like that, but he had 2 habits in him. One was that he used to come late, 12, 1 o'clock, 3 times if it comes into us. Today, with all what we do, if our eyes are not in control, looking at other women, whether it is on the street, whether wherever it is, one huzur was making tawaf at Kaaba Sharif. He saw one person at the multazam making, Ya Allah, give me mortal iman. Ya Allah, is the path that is, but I haven't. How many of us, big, big beards, wallah, how many women's phones come to the family that my husband, and when we think of that husband, big huzur, big pious person, Maulvi, Tablighi, Sufi, but the wife caught him watching on the internet, or watching the filth and dirt. How many cases don't we know? I'll just mention one, which we in our country cover. That doctor till today is in jail. The love of dunya, he took out insurance policy for his wife in those days, many years ago, million rands. First of Ramzan, he took her to a takeaway to go and buy for iftari food. He arranged it. Some black people came.
أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه بلى قادرين على أن نسوي بنانه بل يريد الإنسان ليفجر أمامه يسأل وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باصرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة كلا إذا بلغت التراقي عظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عجم کے بیابا سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا عجم کے مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابا سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا میں روزے پہ صلی علی مغرور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے میں منصور ہوں گا ہر ایک امر میرا ہے سنت پہ چل کر استان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر ایک راہ سنت سے پرنور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر ایک راہ سنت
یا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على بشیر النذیر محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلام لا رحمة للعالمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا سيد ولد آدم ولا فخر لي أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting our talk proper, first and foremost, it is only got no life in him. So all these things have got life also. But the idrak, it is very, very little. So even if Allah created us as a mountain, as a stone, stones, they fall from the mountains, min khashiyatillah. Because of the fear of Allah, they have got that idrak in them, that recognition. Allah is the creator. Allah is the one that has created me. He is the controller of the world. By that we become Muslims, when that reality of Islam. Otherwise, we are Muslims, alhamdulillah. But a Muslim that is just like the mountain, it's also surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. But to have that realization. Then the quality of Allah, who is a student of Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, a world renowned alim. Hey, they say we have understood that the true Islam, he was with Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. And Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, he is Darul Ulum, the ulama of Dioban. They have got the correct and true Iman. And this is not only ulama of Dioban, but in the whole world, Ahlul Sunnat wal Jamaat, whether it be Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand, Philippines, Malawi, Nigeria,